Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's popping, people. Tamir. About to get it on and popping, as we always do about this time. Today I have a very special guest, very special guest. They're my cabinet members, and if you don't know who my cabinet is, I'm going to let you know right after this. We'll be back. Where else would you be? Tuesday, 7 o'clock. We got Now Radio. We'll be back.
I thought I told you. I'm a mogul.
Heads up, here we come, y'all live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears moving right to the deck. This is true hip hop, old school flip flop. With a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick tock, and you don't stop. Got in the street, taking over the whole block. Lock to the boys, we need to make more room. Move, get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. Reports, new music, movies, awards, too. You never see nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating fact from fiction. And who's who? What was it that a this? We're going backstage and you ain't getting text admission. Better switch gears, this here's a fast addiction. Listen, process is turn to progress. We got that, we don't care who got next.
All right, people, what's really good? It's your man, T-Major. You know how your boy gets down. It's Tuesday, 7 o'clock. Where else would you be? But we got Now Radio. Very special show for you guys today. First of all, I have a couple of my cabinet members, and let me explain to you what the cabinet is. We all know we have a new president and all that, and you have to have a group of individuals around you that support you and that are very good at their jobs, and that's what I have around me, so that's why I call them my cabinet. And we're going to get into them in about 30 seconds. But before I do that, for those of you who don't know, the Velocity Magazine Awards was this week. And I'm going to say it like I said it yesterday. It did not meet my expectations. It exceeded my expectations. And if you don't believe me, you can log on right now, velocitymagazineawards.com. And you can just check out the intro. Or you can log on to hiphopourway.com, click on Hip Hop Our Way TV, and you can watch the intro there as well. But it's very simple. I'm trying to tell you know what? Just watch, man. I'm going to stop talking about it. But before I do anything else, let me get my cabinet members on the line so I can talk trash in the purse. We're going to let's go to Philly. Let's go to Philly. Let's see who's popping in Philly. Miss Shaw, what's good?
Yay, what's up?
What's popping?
Chilling, just got home.
Working hard.
About to drop something on the site right now. Yep.
You see, this is how we do, people. If y'all don't know, we work all the time. I'm going to have to do this. Our next cabinet member, y'all names are so similar. I'm going to have to call her Miss Brown for this one because it's Shasta Brown, and I don't want to mix the Shaw and the, I don't want to go through all that. So I'm going to call you Miss Brown for this so we don't confuse anybody. Miss Brown,
what's
good?
What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Oh, man, I can't complain. I'm still on my Velocity Magazine Awards high, so
oh,
I'm good
me
for the
too.
Next week or so.
Me too. It was quite a show. What can I say?
Okay, and I'm going to tell y'all a little secret really quick. Miss Brown was with me at the Velocity Magazine Awards, and she had a lot of interesting things to say about a lot of people. We're going to get into that. But we do have a caller, and I want to take the caller because they've been holding patiently for me. So I want to make sure I take this caller before we move any further. 240, you're on the line. What's really good?
Yeah, this your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. I just wanted to send, you know, love to you, big bruh. You doing your 1-2, you know, and the lovely ladies that come through and do their thing. That's all I came through to say, you know what I mean?
I appreciate that. You held us down when one of the young ladies didn't come through and we interviewed you. I won't forget that one. That was a very interesting show.
It is what it is, but I came to show y'all love, man. But I mean, I just want to ask a question, man. How y'all feel about Cat Williams, man? He kind of bugging out lately,
man.
Oh,
man.
What's up with your man Cat, man?
I don't know what happened to him. Oh, my gosh. Okay, on the same school as Martin was on a couple of years ago when he was running butt naked in L.A., talking about they was trying to kill him.
Yeah,
man.
It's an interesting time right now. I say it like this. I never said anything bad about weed. I don't smoke personally, but do what you do. But make sure it's just regular weed. That other stuff, leave it alone, man. Whatever he was smoking that day was not a good look.
Yo, they said that his, it looked like they swatted his wife, and I guess it was his daughter that kind of like admitted him into a psycho war, like to analyze him. Like, I don't know what's going on, yo. Your man checked into a hotel.
Oh, they have footage and everything. They have footage and everything. He was in there with the bathrobe and the towel around his head and everything, just wigging out. Cat needs a break right now.
In the video, he looked paranoid though, like he was, somebody was chasing him or something. So it could be something deeper. No, I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, if you look at the video, like he keeps looking around. Then he had the bull come in, like somebody was chasing him. So I mean, I don't know. It could be something deeper than just some weed or some drugs. It might be, I don't know.
Yeah, he's
on some other stuff. He on some next level stuff right there. I can't even. And that's my dude too. I just watched his special 2 days ago.
And I love
right
Cat, man.
He shot
I
it
love
right
Cat,
here in DC.
Man.
And yeah, it's. I hope it's getting better.
It's crazy though, because aside from his persona, like, he seemed very level-headed. Like, you know, he had a lot of children that he adopted, so he seemed like he was a very level-headed person. But that's why it's such a shock for me to see him, like, acting like that. So it has to be something really deep or, you know, something serious that happened in his life. And I hope he get it together, because I really like Cat Williams. I don't want to see him, you know, end up, like, I don't know.
I think a lot of his fans are shocked, though, because, like, allegedly, like, before, like, the whole BET Awards, you know, there was a rumor saying that they had caught his, you know, girl with a dancer at the BET. So he said he walked out. He was, I don't know, after that, yo, after the BET Awards, he's been bugging, yo. Hard body. Bugging hard
I hope for the brother, because, really, he's a very good at what he does.
Uh-huh.
And to be so talented, I hope he doesn't go that other route. Basically, end up as a footnote or as a tragedy or anything like that. So, you know, we're definitely going to be pulling for Cat Williams.
I hope he is better, man. And I've got to say, shout out to Jamie Foxx, man. He got another baby, you know, second baby coming around from some Armenian chick. You know, he let them white girls, he like getting it in. You know, he was caught. You know what I'm saying? He was called giving another white boot, big booty girl, you know, a phone number and everything. But, you know, it is what it is. Get it in with the white girls. But, you know, the white girls are all good. It is what it is, Jamie. You know what I'm saying? You got the new song. What you do, man? Yo, E-40's dropping an album, too, son. I was on a conference call the other day with some DJs. E-40's dropping another album, too. Man,
yeah, that's what,
but, you know,
as far as Jamie Foxx goes, as long as she got her own, I guess he's good to go. You know what I mean?
Hey,
so, the new single, Women and T.I., just like me. Oh, goodness. Daniel's about to kill him on this. And he has some underground joint with Usher and everything. Daniel's coming hard in December.
He's doing good.
What's up with your girl, Wanda Sykes, man? I just got to say Wanda Sykes and I'm gone.
Oh, no, but we already
knew
that, though.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, I'm going to
that
was just an unknown fact, like, to me, in my opinion. It was just something that
was
said, so.
I commend her for even stepping forward. There are a lot of people that's sitting there with the download thing, and I'm not going to say this about that. I commend her for stepping forward for what she believes in, because there are so many scary people out there in Hollywood doing their download thing. Why not be right in front of everybody's face with it?
I ain't down low. I'm with Wanda. You know what I'm saying? I love women and I love men. Digging in the same old gangster lane.
All right.
You're not going to pull me into this one. I know how that movie is. You're not going to pull me into this one at all. But,
get all the man on the phone and. Oh, Lord.
I love y'all, though, man. I love y'all, man. Y'all doing y'all thing. I support y'all 100%, man. I had to come and show some love. Check me out at www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Radio Online. I love y'all. I'm out. Holla.
Love you, too.
Thank
you.
If y'all don't know, that's Lush from Lush Radio Online. She does her thing.
Oh,
she's
wild.
She's hilarious. But, Just so, oh, just in case y'all people don't know and y'all can't tell, I'm going to just break it down for you because I had to figure it out for myself. First of all, Shot is from Philly. That's why everybody's
yeah,
the boy. The boy this, the boy that, the boy that.
Philly is
if y'all haven't figured that out quite yet, that's what's going down with that. Then we have Miss Brown, who lives in the D.C. metro area, yet she's from New Orleans. Y'all don't hear the growl in that, so I'm just letting y'all know. We're doing a universal here. It's not just a D.C. thing. It's a universal thing. We take it over the world. That being said, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on. Actually, she kind of led us right into, you know, talking about the latest news, especially with Cat Williams, who I'm still kind of in shock. Because like you said, Shot, he seems so grounded, especially from his comedy and everything. So for him to do what he did kind of threw me back a lot as well. I'm just hoping, like I said, hoping the boy gets through it. What was that?
I think it was coming, like, from, like, a lot of his recent appearances and things like that. Like, the last show he did, a lot of the people had a lot of feedback to say about how he was acting weird. He was speaking a lot of gibberish, and it wasn't making sense like he usually does. So he had a lot building up on him.
Right.
I feel like with celebrities, they feel like they have to present themselves as, you know, this picture-perfect image all the time, and they could be going through things and we wouldn't know. So it probably was a lot of stuff leading up to this. I don't know what it was, but, you know, for somebody to just break down like that out of nowhere, it had to be things, you know, building up for a while. And it might not have been, you know, evident to us, but obviously it's something going on with his personal life or something like that. And like I said before, hopefully he could get past this because he's very talented, and I don't want to see nothing bad happen to him, but I think he probably just need to take time away and do whatever he need to do to clear his head or get rid of the problem, whatever it is.
That's the same thing I was saying about Kanye, because Kanye's been in the news, like, for the last 2 weeks, like, crazy.
That was actually going to be my next one.
Oh, man. They've been literally excited.
Let me just say this. For those of you who don't know, Kanye's been arrested lately. He's been complaining about magazines, but that's nothing new.
And bloggers.
And his album is really to the left. It's really on some other stuff. And Ms. Brown, I'm going to start with you. Nisha, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with you on this one. What do y'all think about Kanye right now, and especially his direction in his album right now? Because to me, to be honest, it's an R&B album.
I don't even want to characterize it like that. I think Kanye is an artist, and Kanye is not staying within one box, and I commend him for it.
Mm-hmm.
However, he has come out of his regular genre, which is rap. But it's all tied into his emotions and everything like that. Like most artists do, they're going to use their craft to let out that emotion and everything. But I think Kanye needs a break. He lost his mom, he broke up with his fiance, and this, that, and the other one. He just suffered a lot of loss within the past year, and it's taken a toll through his music.
I agree. Shy, what you think?
I definitely agree. You know, when he lost his mom, I'm not going to say that, because everybody deals with grief in different ways, but I believe he was on tour when it happened, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, he finished the tour, and I was very surprised at that. And I feel throughout the whole thing, he just never took a time to stop and, you know, really grieve, because you might be able to tell yourself that you dealt with something, but sometimes you really just need to take that time and reflect on all the things that happened. And you can tell that something is going on with him, because how long has he been in the spotlight? Like, why is he just now bugging out on paparazzi? Like, that is real retarded, because by now you would think that he's used to it, or, you know, it's something that he could deal with. Instead of him, you know, fighting every person that pops in his face with a camera, like, that's something you've been dealing with for the past year. So obviously it's something internally that he's going through, and I think it's kind of reflecting through his music. Now, whether you think that's a good thing or a bad thing is up to you. I personally don't like what he's putting out right now. I can't get with it.
Well, you're in good company. 50 Cent said the same thing. 50 Cent went off and killed
it.
He said he lost a lot of people with this one.
Well, 50 Cent really don't need to talk, because I'm not feeling him
either. I don't like him. Oh, no.
I'm not feeling him either.
I don't really been feeling neither one of them. Like, Kanye, his first album was, like, my favorite CD from him. And he kind of stayed in his lane after that. And his last CD, Graduation, whatever, had something to do with it.
Yeah.
that CD was very, very good. And it's just, like, a total transformation from that sound to this sound. And like you said, I can appreciate somebody trying to be groundbreaking. But at the same time, it's like, auto-tune is not very groundbreaking to me, and I don't like the sound, and that's just me. He might gain fans from this, or he might lose fans from there, or maybe he's just trying
to. I think
to
he's crossing over.
More
it's more of a crossover sound, yeah.
And he's already mainstream, so maybe I don't know. He's trying to take it to the next level. He wants world stardom. I don't know, but
what
I think they're all trying to do it. Look at Wayne. Wayne's about to put out a rock album.
He's about to what?
He's got to do a rock album. The Carter Four is going to be a rock album, and he confirmed it. So everybody's trying to pull up some different genres and everything. Like, they're trying to mesh it all together and step out the box.
I mean, if you want to do that, but don't lose the quality of your music, is my opinion. Like, if you want to do that, you better make a high-ass rock album, and it better be something that, like, hip-hop can relate to, or, you know what I mean? Like, that people can relate to, not just doing it just because you could do it or you think you could do it. Like, everybody
like,
is on rock
the same fan base.
Let's do this.
I want to get into some real hip hop right here, and I'm gonna play something exclusive for the people. I probably shouldn't be playing this, but I don't care. We're gonna play Ludacris, Jay Z, and Nas. We're gonna get into this joint. It's called Do It for Hip Hop. We'll be right back.
Heart screams with emotion. It's my daily devotion. That verse stays deeper than the ocean. So hip hop, you owe me a promotion. Yeah, I do a little boasting and bragging. What's all the commotion and nagging about? Cause I'm still the champ in the south. Cause rappers get in the booth and I keep dragging them out. Well, they fired in these pink slips, I'm handing them out. Cause this is theater of the mind. Consider it a sign of what's to come next. My money's just fine, bank filled with dumb checks. Terrorist threat flow, proceed to drop like Mr. Funk Flex, but I don't do it for the money. I do it from the heart. I do it with the beatbox. I did it from the start. I do it for the DJs. I do it for the charts. The Van Gogh flow, Luda do it cause it's art. I do it for the fans. I do it on command. I do it for the front row. I do it for the stand. I spit it for the hood. I do it for the block. And since 9 years old, I did it for hip hop.
I don't do it for the cars and the fancy drops. I do it for hip hop. I do it for hip hop. I do it for hip hop. And I don't do it for the chains and the flashing rocks. I do it for hip hop. I do it for hip hop.
They say I'm so low-key, I'm socially awkward. Only niggas who really know me, who I talk with. They smile in the light, hate in the dark. You call it beef to me, it's just a f***ing walk in the park. Cause you are who you are when nobody's looking. That's who you are, so when the cash and the cars is gone the day after tomorrow, don't be axing the ball. Ski mask it hard like the way you rapping your balls. I could ride on you and whoever devise new endeavors. I'm as live as a hive full of predators. 20,000 different species of bees. Some have poisonous stings, some just pollinate leaves. Like rap, some just buzz, some will attack. Compromise their own life, in fact. 16 years since my first 16, parting the rest of my. But I'm the best who ever did it.
I don't do it for the cars and the fancy drops.
I do it for hip hop. Yeah, I do it for hip hop.
I do it for hip hop, and I don't do it for the chains and the flashing rocks.
Why we do it, kid? I do it for hip hop. Yeah, I do it for hip hop. I do it for hip hop.
Hip hop started out in the park. We used to do it to avoid the knocks. I used to do it so the homeboy Clark could get the f*** off my back while I knocked off these packs. I used to rap to impress my friends, to pass the time while I was getting in it. Just so happens I'm so illegal with the pen, they ain't want me doing anything illegal again. I lost a lot of dogs to these streets. I got Grammy Awards on these beats. thank God for Cool Herc. Without the I probably would have got murked. Shout out to Grandmaster Flash and the Cad, and even Jazz Bum. Hip hop helped me wash my boots. These other rappers couldn't wash my socks. That's why I took the number one slot. The realest in rap comes from my voice box. Lord knows when I was on my clock, I probably never would have stopped. Thank God for hip hop.
I don't do it for the cars and the fancy drops.
I do it for hip hop. I do it for hip hop.
I do it for hip hop. And I don't do it for the chains and the flashing rocks.
Come on. I do it for hip hop. I do it for hip hop.
I do it for hip hop.
Hip hop.
And I was just straight drum beats, raw hip hop right there. What y'all think of that, John?
It's hot to death. That's one of them songs I gotta be in the mood to hear. Like, it's a hot song. It's a hot song, but you know, like, there's
not
something.
That one in the club. Let's put it like that.
Not even just like a song. It's not that it's not a club song, but like, I just have to be in the mood to hear certain types of songs. But I mean, it's hard.
I think it's going back to the roots of hip-hop and everything like that. Like, before all the genre blends and all that stuff, so I like it. I think it's a trip to hip-hop, so it's hot.
I want to ask y'all a question. This is a little deeper than some of the questions we asked over here. I was actually sitting with a friend of mine, female friend, and we were looking at Barack Obama. You know, everyone's been excited about him, about what's going on. And he was like, she said something that still struck me. You know, him being a black president, in America. She said, at least he has a dark-skinned wife. What does that mean? Nah, she's not light-skinned or da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, we have a black president in white America, and us as a community is still worried about if his wife is dark skin or light skin? Are we missing something? Like, we want equality, but we ain't even got equality within amongst our own race. Like, that's crazy to me. Or am I bugging? Or am I losing it?
You know, I realize that's something that's been around. Like, secretly, I don't know if it's a secret or whatever, but like in black households everywhere, I'm from the South, so it seems like people put people on a pedestal that are at one point in time that are light-skinned or something like that. I guess there's people that's closer to looking white or something like that, but it's something that people look at.
Right. I understand
this
that.
It's a bad thing. I think it's a terrible thing, but I was raised like that. Like, well, you better not go outside too long, you're going to get dark. Like, it's a bad thing to be dark, and it really gives you a sense of, like, gosh, I don't want to be dark.
Right.
I guess we would like to feel like we've gotten past issues like that just because we have an African-American president, but things like that are still, you know, deeply ingrained into the black community,
right.
Light skin and dark skin, and it's something that we've never dealt with, So, I mean, obviously it's still going to come up. And I think a lot of people are just proud because, not proud because she's dark-skinned, but usually when, like, a black man or, you know, entertainer, whatever, gets to a certain stature, usually the first thing they run to is a white woman or a man of white skin. Like, y'all just talked about Jamie Foxx. So to see a man of that stature, like, he's going to be the next president and his wife is dark-skinned, I mean, of course they're going to make African-American women, period, but most importantly, dark-skinned women, you know, have some type of pride because they see themselves reflected in Michelle Obama. So
exactly. Well, that gives everybody a different role model besides Barbie and Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us are like,
I get it. And I guess what it is I can definitely see, you know, where it's come from. You know, I've been all around and I've heard the light skin, dark skin thing, you know, brown paper bag test, all that other stupid stuff.
Yeah.
But it's always amazing to me that sometimes we fight so much against racism and all this type of stuff when we still have these type of things going on within our community. Because to me, and to be honest, and I'm just being, once again, I've never dated a white girl. And it's not because I don't like white people. It just has to do with I've never found one I can relate to. Like, you don't get what I get. You know what I'm saying? So I've never done that. And to say because a guy has a light-skinned girl that he, you're a sellout, like, I've never understood that.
I don't agree with that. You just have to look at the reasoning behind, like, what
right.
somebody is doing. Because, like, I have a cousin that's very dark-skinned, and he grew up around, you know, strong, black, beautiful women, but he's always dating white girls. And you could say that that's just what he's attracted to, but honestly, like, I know a lot of my cousins that are darker-skinned got teased growing up and all that type of thing, so that obviously has an effect on somebody, so...
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
So
it's the reasoning behind it. If you're dating a white girl because you think she's inherently better than black women, then there's a problem there. If you're dating a white girl, that's somebody that you really like, then, hey.
I think it goes both ways. It definitely goes both ways.
It's open and diverse to it, but I've never done it. And I agree with you totally when you say, like, if it's just a thing, that's the person that you are most attracted to or something like that. But I can't get with people just saying I only date this type of person. I don't care what it is. It can be a black person, Arabic person, or whoever. But I don't dig that.
Right.
I say be open.
All right. No, I agree with you guys. I just wanted to put that out there because I'm sitting there and I'm like, how could you say that when this is going on?
I just love chocolate, so.
Oh, here we go. I'm not even having that conversation with y'all. I know how that movie is, too. This is, first of all, for those people who are just tuning in, I'm on the line with the cabinet, and once again, I said the cabinet is simply a group of individuals that kind of, I won't say surround myself with, but they basically are very good at what they do, and I haven't really got into what y'all do. So really quickly, before we let you guys get off, I want you to kind of explain what you do so people can understand and y'all can really let them know, son. How's my gangster part up there? So I'm going to start with, let's start with Ms. Brown on this one. Just kind of tell people what you do for the website and tell people what you do in, because you have other websites that you're on too, so let's kind of
Yeah. So for hiphophighway.com, plug. I write a lot of the entertainment headlines and different things like that, the latest news and some gossip and things that I've heard. Yes, I do gossip. I gossip. I'm sorry. Shamelessly. And also I blog. I also blog on my own with two other blogs, the urbanscope.blogspot.com, vipboys.blogspot.com, and Zarmag online. So I'm a very, very busy, nosy person. Okay. But that's what I do. I write mess.
What do you do?
I do a lot of the features that you guys see on the website. Right now I'm working on getting into doing more interviews so I could give you guys the latest, most exclusive information from your favorite artists. Also write some of the political stories that you guys see on there, but mainly my focus is hip-hop, like, that's my life. I love it. So obviously I'm going to have something to say about it. And then also in my daily life, I work at a newspaper down here in Philly called Philadelphia Weekly. That's my 9-to-5. And I also write for American Dreamin' Magazine, which is based out of Philly. So, yep, that's my life.
Does a lot, basically.
And then I'm the hardest working women on the internet. Can you believe that? And I find time to sleep. Yeah, every now and then, you know.
Every once in a while, right? This is what I want to do, because I think this is such a great opportunity for not only you guys, but for me to really just kind of communicate it. And kind of get in y'all head. We need to do this more often and make sure we can get you guys on to
Most definitely. This was hot, okay? This is the hottest 30 minutes of my life.
Get you guys on to talk more trash, because I know y'all have a lot to say. Next time, we might even extend it a little bit, because I already see where this is going. I already see how this is going to end. But once again, I want to thank you guys for coming on to the Velocity Award winning. Let me make sure I plug us one more time for best radio talk show. She saw the pink tie. I had the pink tie. The pink tie was going that night. I was getting it.
Yeah, she was doing it because some people was just, I'm not going to say much. I'm just going to say some people shouldn't have done some of the things they did. But I will vlog about it, believe you me.
Oh, she's talking about Heidi from Flavor of Love. Check out her
blog.
Yes, I am
Heidi.
Heidi, that's no surprise. I mean, what did you expect?
I could
have stepped it up a little bit. Like, girlfriend, could you please have gotten your hair done?
If she did have the blonde wig on, I'd be happy. I don't expect much from her. I really don't.
She did not upgrade, y'all. I can tell you that much.
You just have to see it. Once again, I'm going to let y'all know, if you weren't there and you want a little taste of what the Velocity Magazine Awards had, please go to hiphopourway.com and check Hip Hop Our Way TV, and it's actually the first video there, or you can go to velocitymagazineawards.com. Please check it out because the intro is crazy. I actually checked it out for the first time because I was backstage getting ready to present when it was going on. I didn't see the whole thing. Yeah, I saw it from backstage, so you know I can only see it so much. But
it was awesome.
But look, like I said, go check that out because it was very interesting and very fun. April Watts definitely did her thing. But other than that, man, I'm about to make my way out of here. First, once again, I'm going to thank the cabinet, Ms. Shaw, and Ms. Brown, because y'all names are too similar, so that's how we're going to get it done. But we definitely going to have you guys on again. We might make this a more consistent thing. I'll say it like that. I'll call it consistent. I think that sounds good to me. But other than that, you guys want to say anything before you guys set out?
I'm baby.
Thanks for the support and feedback, people. Feedback. If you have a comment, write it. If you have any ideas, send them to me, emails, whatever.
All right. That's it, people. Like I said, we out. Tomorrow, make sure you tune in. We got ACO Records artist K-Dash. He'll be on tomorrow. And on Thursday, we're doing a Velocity Magazine Awards recap. So we're going to have some of the winners on, and we're also going to be playing some of the winners' music. So make sure you tune in. All right, people. Shemaine Major with Ms. Brown, for Shaw. We out. We got now.
All right.
We'll see who got next. Peace.